in Stalybridge, while many homes in Scotland are still without power following Storm Gerrit. A jab which could keep thousands of babies out of hospital each year is being described as a game changer. RSV affects 90% of under twos. Professor Nina Modi is from Imperial College London.
In the majority of cases, the symptoms are like those of a common cold, but it can go deep down into the lungs. It can cause severe respiratory illness, leading to particularly the very young and the elderly being admitted to hospital, and in some cases leading to deaths as well.
But now scientists have found a single shot of an antibody treatment could reduce hospital admissions by over 80%. Police say what appeared to be a fire at the top of Blackpool Tower was orange netting flapping around during renovation work. A man has been arrested on suspicion of breach of the peace. Two people, including a 17-year-old boy, have been charged with murdering a man in Nottingham. Rhys Connor, who was 29, was stabbed on Christmas Day. Labour says the date of the budget seems to confirm there'll be a general election in May. The Chancellor will set out his economic plans on March the 6th. Taylor Swift, Fleetwood Mac and Rolling Stones have fuelled a rise in sales of vinyl in the UK. They're at their highest level since 1990, according to the British phonographic industry. These shoppers have been hoping to bag a bargain.
I'm just really passionate about music. It gives a different atmosphere when you listen it to vinyl.
I bought 9 today because they're on offer. You put it on start to finish, you hear it, how the artist wanted to present the record.
It's a big fashion always coming back to listen to vinyls. I think it's much better than to have it online.
And Cher has apparently filed for a conservatorship of her 47-year-old son. Legal documents show the singer claims Elijah Blue Allman can't be trusted with his own money. Latest, I'm Nick Lashy.
Thanks, Nick.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight we'll see any remaining clouds and showers move off to the east. It will be then drier overnight with clear spells developing. Winds will also diminish a little, but will still be breezy from around 90 20 mile per hour winds. Now, tomorrow we'll see a largely bright day, albeit breezy for many of us. The odd light shower or spell of rain may move in from the north and west during the day.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEA. HBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
I don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I don't know who would ever want to tell the seam of someone's dream. Baby, it's fine. You said that we should just be friends. Well, I came up with that line and I'm sure that it's for the best. But if you ever change your mind, don't hold your breath. Look, you may not believe. Baby, I am relieved when you said goodbye. My whole world shined. Hey, 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 it's a beautiful day. I can't stop myself from smiling. If I'm drinking, then I'm buying. And I know there's no denying. It's a beautiful day. Listen to some music's play. And even if it started raining, you wouldn't hear this boy complaining. Cause I'm glad that you're the one who got away. It's a beautiful day. It's my turn to fly. So girls get in line. Cause I'm easy, no playing this guy like a fool. Cause now I'm alright. You might have had me caged before, but not tonight. And you may not believe that, baby, I'm relieved. This fire inside, it burns too bright.
beautiful day, and I can't stop myself from smiling. If I drink and then I'm buying, and I know there's no denying that it's a beautiful day, the sun is up and the music's playing. And even if it started raining, you wouldn't hear this boy complaining, 'cause I'm glad that you're the one who got away. Think I'll take up my time with thinking of a breakup, then you've got another thing coming your way, 'cause it's a beautiful day. Beautiful day, oh baby, any day that you're gone away, it's a beautiful day.
Ah, well, if you tune in regularly, you know normally we just play the introduction, because it's kind of your theme tune, Michelle, isn't it? Michelle Spencer's in the studio.
Yay! I was going to say, we've never played that full song.
No.
Since we've just chosen it.
We were focused on just our own, doing our own thing for that. We really lost it, really, just singing away there, really.
Chair dancing.
So, Michelle, look, you are here today as well with your best ofs. So we're going to combine a couple, aren't you?
We are. Just because they go well together. So in the number two and number three spot, in the number three spot, we had episode 15, which was the difference between yoga and Pilates. Although in hindsight, I'm like, I should have made Joe do some poses with her finger yoga. And if you're on socials right now, you will see photo.
Yeah. Michelle bought me a little Christmas present because I've never had the time to go to your classes, which we'll talk about a little bit later as well. Plug, plug for you. and so you bought me like little finger yoga. So there's, I've got these little like pants, little finger pants on.
Well, you know, they say you can, you know, you can, what was it, bring the horse, can't make the horse drink, but I can bring yoga to you.
You can, and I've got yoga, and I do it very well, actually.
You've got mountain pose down. Although I'll tell you, the leggings do not fit very well. They've got kind of a saggy bit.
I'm down with the kids. That's what it is. I'm down with the kids. Come on, Michelle. Focus. We've got to focus.
Right. So in number three, we talked about the difference between yoga and Pilates.
Yeah.
And that was episode 15. And it was talking about bringing equipment in, and that yoga, Pilates tends to use more equipment than yoga does, but we can use equipment. So I've combined it with episode number three, which came in at number two, and we talked about ocean breathing. Joe's just going crazy here. So I should get your little legs to do some plank poses, okay, or Superman poses or all something. Right.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, okay.
We're not doing
you
that.
You meant my real legs. Okay.
But so in spot number two, we talked about ocean breathing. That was episode number three, because we talked about you don't have to be flexible to do yoga, and that we've been talking about that yoga is not just about the poses, not just about being flexible, but there's different aspects to it. One of them we talked quite a bit about is the breathing.
Well, because you kind of, you came along really to help sort of like dispel some of the myths as well, because I thought you had to be flexible to come along and join a class, but it's not like that at all. You
not
see, so it's
all
these things that we're learning.
So. Yeah, and honestly, if you asked any of my people who come to my yoga classes, they will tell you the same thing. None of them are flexible. Some of them are, actually, or it could do with really long arms. but so I thought today we would combine the two. So ocean breathing, we've talked about, it's the one where we just breathe in through the nose and we sigh it out nice and softly. But we can combine it with a brick on the head. And this was from episode number one, the very first time. Was it?
No, it was.
Or was episode two.
Might have been two or three.
Yeah, that we brought in the brick. Maybe that's what it was. And we put the brick on the head. And you can use a book at home if you don't have a cork brick. You can use a book at home. You can use anything that's got a bit of weight, an eye pillow. And you just place it there. And it's a little bit of meditation at the same time. The weight on the head just helps you calm down a bit. I've got to hold it. The headphones are in the way. And then you're just breathing in through the nose and sighing it out through the mouth. And like we said before, it doesn't matter how long or short the breath is. Whatever works for you is fine. It's just staying there for about 5 minutes with this weight on the head. Not too heavy.
It's not heavy at all,
it's
actually.
Not. It's, you love my cork brick,
it's just
you?
Like, you know, like a shoe box. If you think of a small size shoe box without the shoes in it, that's the kind of weight it is as well.
Yeah.
That's actually quite a good explanation.
Yeah, I think maybe there would be a shoe in it. It's a bit heavier than a light shoebox.
Well, we'll argue about that off air, but
but it's a nice weight. But like I said, you can use like an eye pillow or anything, like a lightweight, a small thin book on your head, or just a bit of weight just helps that. We talked about vagus nerve calming you down and you know, kicking in the parasympathetic nervous system, which is all about rest and digest, which is what Twixmas is all about. Rest and digest.
Oh, look at that segue there. Goodness me. Oh no, it's a drum roll. I thought it was that pa-bum. I got the wrong one up.
You found your drum roll though.
I did, but never mind. Anyway, I'll get there in the end. It's been a long week.
So there you go.
Yeah, so we're going to have your number one in the last 5 minutes on the show as well before we play
it. It was a goodie.
Final track. That was I mean, they've all been really good ones, to be fair. There's so many that I use that I don't even realise I'm using as well sometimes. It's just part of it as well.
Where's your Marla bracelet?
It's actually in my bag. I've got my Marla bracelet in my bag because I make a lot of noise on the desk when it makes a lot of noise. But I use that quite a lot, especially when I'm driving. So basically, it's like a beaded bracelet as well that you bought me. So you bought me so many presents. I feel terrible now.
You can use it for what we're going to do in number one, so you'll have to get it out for
I will get it out. But that's something that's really quite special as well, so I use that quite a lot. I do actually use that quite a lot, especially when I'm driving. I always make sure I've got it on.
Always looking, Joe. Always watching.
Oh my goodness, I'm doing your accent now as well. I'm still Essex. Listen, now we're going to go to one of the best tracks from a couple of years ago with Jamie T. This was kind of his comeback single, really, with the old style Raiders.
Down till you can't come up. Hard times in the promised land. Looking for a thief in the common man. Every little sign is a thing to you. Every line just another clue. We see the bottom of the bottom blue. The major steal the heart. Cause it's not fair to grow inside. But from the outside it looks alright. But inside our life it seems unkind. And when the walls they scream like killing dogs. Cause it's not fair to tell a lie forever. I'm washed in since our life. And if you didn't know better, you swear sometimes that you never knew love. Sand, slipping through the fingers of a modern man. Every little sign is a thing, it's true. Every time it's another you. Or see the father or your mother's blues to make you fall apart. It's not fair to grow inside. And from the outside in it looks alright. But inside our life it seems unkind. And when the walls they scream like killing dogs. It's not fair to tell a lie forever. I'm washed in since all life. And if you didn't obey you swear sometimes that you never knew love. Something to love.
why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savor unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Okay, so we have regular features here on Drive, and I never have really good titles for them, to be fair. I'm not that imaginative. But I bought a feature back that I've not done probably for about 6 months, and it is kind of Guess the Celebrity. Again, maybe I should just call it Guess Who. I don't know. I was hoping
that's
Michelle.
A good one.
Guess Who. Yeah, so I know. How simple was that? I could have just changed that one word and it would have been anyway. So, Guess Who? It could be a celebrity. It can be anyone really famous. It can be from, but they are alive. So, it was a woman born in 1934. That was question one. Question two, Michelle, was born in Ilford, East London. And. Not a question.
Clue.
It's a clue. Oh, my goodness.
I didn't want to correct you.
I'm going to lock me focus. So the clue, woman born in 1934. The second clue was born in Ilford, East London. And the third clue is that she is an actress. Well, we call them all actors now, though, don't we? So, yes, but in her day, would have definitely been an actress. I'll give you the final clue within the next half hour and let you know at the end, but I'm sure you already know by now. She was born on this day in 1934. Anyway, Michelle, how are we doing over there? You okay?
Yeah, we're having a great time.
Good time. So, we've still got one more of your best bits to go, and yes. We'll do that right at the end of the show, shall we? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so, but you have another request. Obviously, I know what it is because I'm doing the controls, but what is it, Michelle?
I've not graduated to that yet. No. So the next request comes from Lindsay Portsmouth, and it is Stevie Wonder's Signed, Sealed, Delivered.
Time I went and said goodbye.
a great track. It's a good one, Michelle.
It is.
It?
Dance floor.
Yeah, I like that one. That's talking of dance floor. We've got more of a dancey-ish one coming. Got a request for Roger Sanchez. Do you know Roger Sanchez?
I might.
It's a bit nowy.
Oh.
That's very good. And that's going to take us off to travel. And we've still got loads to fit in for the next 35 minutes over. Yeah. So this is Roger Sanchez with Another Chance. Sanchez, Another Chance. Oh, I do like that song. Do you like
it? I love it. Yeah, and I was saying to you, I always love that song, but I've never known what it's called or who it's by. And it's because it's my first summer I spent here in 2002 in Wales.
Oh, was it?
It was a big hit then, too. It's
so,
one of
you know,
songs.
That was going to be a competition, but it wasn't. No, I'm joking.
Is it 2002?
Well, I don't know. I'm
speaking yeah, it was 2002. It was my first summer here. Yeah,
it was amazing. Yes, yeah. It's all connected. I didn't even know about Ed with the bear and everything. Yeah. So Winnie the Pooh.
I tell you, we work on ESP. People think this is all scripted, and it's absolutely it's not.
No.
Joe never reads my text, so it's absolutely not scripted.
That is absolutely true, yeah. Now, listen, coming up in a second, we do have the travel, but I'm going to let you know what... The Shake It Off session song today. Michelle has chosen. It is a classic. What is it, Michelle?
It's so good. Love Shack by the B-52s.
So that will be coming up anytime between now and before I hand you over to Darren Mutu. But now, as I said, here's the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, there's not actually not much going on, thankfully. Yes, but in Gallinghill Road, A226, they're closed due to a landslide slip and long-term roadworks between the High Street and Snowdon Hill. Also, Clockhouse Lane temporary traffic lights due to burst water main on Clockhouse Lane both ways, that is, St John's Wood and Furbank Wood over in Romford. In Potter's Bar, there's severe delay still and two lanes closed due to the accident on the M25. This is anti-clockwise from Junction 24, Stag Hill, Potter's Bar to Junction 23, A1M, South Mim. So be careful if you are heading anywhere near that way. Now, over in Colchester as well, Culver Street West closed due to pedestrianised zone between Head Street and Trinity Square, and also Wick Road, Thorrington Street, closed both ways due to emergency bridge repairs and long-term roadworks from Lower Farm Road to Park Road. Now, the rail again, please do check with your provider if you are travelling up north anywhere. But let's head over to the tube for you. There's severe delays on the Bakerloo line still between Stonebridge Park and Harold and Wilston, and minor delays on the rest of the line. Minor delays on the central line also. No service on the district line between Earls Court and Kensington Olympia. Station exit only on Northern Line at Camden, and underground station is closed on Northern Line at Kentish Town. So there's a lot going on. Station exit on Piccadilly Line at Covent Garden due to overcrowding prevention measures. Trains are not stopping in Piccadilly Line eastbound at South Ealing. And finally, take a breath, Joe, no service on Docklands Light Railway between Bank and Poplar, between Tower Gateway and Poplar, and between Bank and Canary Wharf, all due to engineering works. So that's it from the travel updates. Now, Michelle, we've got another request, haven't we, for you?
We've got the cure for
boys. Sorry. That, you see, I told you, we don't script anything. Go for it. Go on. It's Boys Don't Cry. And who's it for, Michelle?
It's for Lindsay Matthews.
Change your mind, but I know that this
do love that song. So who was that for again, Michelle?
It's for Lindsay Matthews.
Got very good taste, Lindsay.
She does.
Love that. Yeah, Boys Don't Cry. I can play The Cure all day. Yeah.
I was going to say, she's been texting me all the answers for all the other questions.
Oh.
She's been getting them.
Are these your yogis as well?
Yeah, she's new. She does pottery, and Alistair works with her on Saturdays.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, it's all the community.
Because
obviously, your yoga classes are all literally local as well. That's
they
why
are.
You're here. You know, you don't come from Canada. So, you know, but you do local classes.
Long commute.
Yeah, and that's why I love you being on the show as well, because people can join that are locally as well.
Yeah.
And I think, because a lot of people are scared, or they think, oh, they're not going to have fun, or it's too, you know, and they can tell by you that they're going to have a little bit of fun as well, as well as doing it seriously.
Yeah. The playlist might be a bit different.
Sure, yeah. So when are your classes? Because you're obviously off, because you've been with me all day.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, no. So, yeah, normally I teach I teach at the Better Gym in Brentwood. I had to think about this. Honestly, I've been off for a week and I can't even think. It's holidays, holiday brain. So I teach at the Better Gym in Brentwood, and that's in the Bay Tree Center upstairs. And I teach there Tuesday mornings, Tuesday lunchtime class. So if you have a break at lunchtime or you're working from home, come in at lunchtime on Tuesdays. Thursdays, I've got two classes. I've got the beginner's class for people who are, especially now, because, you know, New Year's is coming up and everyone thinks, oh, I'm going to try something new. Mm. Come try it out. And I just walk you through the basics so that you feel comfortable in all the other classes. I don't think my classes are that difficult. We don't do any headstands, anything crazy.
Mm.
And I do give people variations. So people who've been coming for a while, I do tend to push them a bit and give them, not push them over, but push them. But give them options that they can extend their practice. So I teach at the Bay Tree Center and Saturday mornings. And I teach at Anytime Fitness in Brentwood now, which has just opened up in the new...
So it's on the corner, isn't it?
It is, in the old Laura Ashley there on the... Is it Worley or whatever it is?
Yeah, it's opposite Bennett's Funerals as well. So, because they're always in here as well. We love Bennett's. The people at Bennett's are lovely.
Who are they shipping away from here?
They're really lovely. They're like...
Okay.
They come in quite a lot as well. They do a lot for the local community.
So I thought they were carting people out of here.
No, Jane, I've interviewed quite a few times, actually, because they did a football charity match as well for men that have... struggle with their mental health, really, and stuff like that. So they give so much back as well. So they've been part of the community for years, you know. So it's a wonderful thing. So that's how I sort of like know everything from Brentwood High Street, and I always do it. I know where Bennett Funerals are. I know where the directors are. I know where that is.
So I'm there at the Anytime Fitness on Sunday mornings, not this Sunday because it'll be New Year's Eve, but from the following Sunday again, we'll open up. And then I'm in Fairkites in Hornchurch. Uh-huh. So if anyone's local in Fairkites or in
Hornchurch
or Upminster or Haroldwood, any of that area, if you know where the Queen's Theatre it is, across the street from it is Fairkites, and I teach five classes a week there.
That's a lot.
It's, and it's such a good little community.
So you've got something for everyone, haven't you?
I do. And it's funny because you talked about men and their mental health, and I do have men that come to all my classes, in fact, and that was one of my goals, to get more men to come to yoga, because I think men think they've got this stereotype about yoga is for flexible women, and it's absolutely not. And it's not, like I said, it's not about flexibility, it's about community, it's about mental health, it's about breath work, and it's a lot about the mind kind of thing, and it's about feeling good about yourself afterwards. So we do have quite a few men who come to all of my classes, in fact, so men are welcome.
That's great stuff.
Except for Saturdays, sorry.
Where can we get hold of you? So where can we find you?
So you can find me on the internet, www.annahattayoga.com. With Michelle.co.uk, and we'll put that somewhere.
Yeah,
I'm sure
that's always on the links.
And on Instagram, you can find me as at Midlife and Michelle, and that's going to tie in a second. And on Facebook, you can find me as Anna Hatta Yoga.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go back to the 80s again. Well, we're staying in the 80s because we're just that Cure, Boys Don't Cry. Bow, wow, wow. Go wild in the country. Oh, I love this track.
I don't need no hamburgers, no cake, no strawberry milkshake. I want a picnic. I'm sick, sick of seeing signs to eat, walking down these dark, lonely streets. I don't know you. I don't know you, town. I don't want to know you. I'll shop around. I'll shop around. I can get a train. I don't need no hamburgers, no takeaway.
Was Bow Wow Wow. Go Wild in the Country. Only 13 when she first started the band. Well, she didn't. She was asked to join. But anyway, that's another story. Now, again, Michelle has chosen the Shake It Off session, but it's not coming up yet. We've still got another 22 minutes before we pass you over to the gorgeous Darren Mutu and his brilliant show coming up in the next 22 minutes. But first, I have been through the almost 2.5 hours already. I've been... Guess who? The Guess Who segment of the show. Yeah. I was still finding
it. I was reaching. I couldn't.
I'm still not good enough, is it? If you know, radio at phoenixfm.com. Anyway, born in 1934. The second one was born in Ilford, East London. The third one was an actress, or still is. Shall I tell you who it is?
Yes. I would have never guessed it.
Okay. It is Dame Maggie Smith. Was born in, Ilford girl. Proper East End accent when you take away all the
really?
Stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just guessing. It was East London, but yeah. So Ilford, East London. Well, I suppose it might have been kind of classed as Essex actually as well back then, yeah. To be fair, in the 30s.
Ilford is definitely East London.
Yeah.
I lived there for 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
When I first arrived.
Oh, my God. Really? Yeah. We're all connected.
They plunked me in the middle of Ilford.
There we go. Yeah. So we've still got loads coming up, including a Guess the Intro.
Guess the Intro.
That was a great choice for the Shake It Off session. Thanks, Michelle. It's not a huge studio. We've got quite a small studio, but there's a lot of people in it now, so it looks even smaller.
It's a big party in here.
It's a big party, yeah, because Darren Mutu's joined us now.
I'm only little.
You are, Darren. So, I mean, you all right, Darren?
I'm good. Merry Christmas here.
Merry Christmas, yes.
You have a good one?
Lovely. Really chilled. What about you?
Yeah. It's the quietest Christmas I've had in donkey's years. My kids are now sort of grown up, 18 and 19, so they just sit and sulk all day. And I didn't have the in-laws down for the first time ever.
Yeah.
So it was just the four of us and really relaxed. And of course, I was on Christmas Day lunchtime between 12 and 2. People seem to like that.
You was, yeah.
With my festive classics.
I enjoyed it, yeah.
2 hours, I didn't talk cricket, I didn't talk reggae.
Was it difficult for you? Was it like, did someone dare you for the show? No cricket.
Hey, listen, that was I'm back again on New Year's Day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's non-stop. Christmas Day, last night I was on, tonight.
I know.
And New
it's
Year's
It's all Day. About you, isn't it, really?
It is, yes.
Speaking about you, though, you've got a busy show tonight as well.
Busy show. I have got, my good mate Dan Hagger, Essex super fan, is in the studio.
Whoop, Dan.
Hello.
He's on the show. We're going to be talking about all things Essex cricket. There's lots to talk about. And we're also going to sunny Barbados.
What
better place to be at this time of year? I've got a guest who's out there, and we're going to be talking about everything West Indies.
Brilliant.
Roland Butcher, who used to play, he was the first black player to play for England back in 1980, but he saw sense and retired after his playing days back to Barbados. So I caught up with him earlier in the week and had a lovely chat with him. Bit of music, a bit of chat and whatever else. So yeah, it's going to be all jam-packed into 1 hour.
Yeah, so even if you're not really into cricket as well, there's something for you there. And I learned so much. I knew nothing about cricket. I still don't know too much, but I do listen in to Darren's show.
I don't exactly. I just wing it.
I have no clue.
He does what I do now. He just invites people on, so he just says they never say nothing.
Yeah.
That's the
Dan
trick.
Knows his stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. And again, hello, Dan. All right. Yeah. Anyway, listen, we've got the adverts coming back, and then we've got another request from one of Michelle's yogis.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresford.co.uk.
Hospices do more than just help people at the end of their lives. They provide social groups, family support, care at home and care in the hospice for patients, their families and carers. St Francis Hospice is your local hospice, supporting the people of Havering, Brentwood, Redbridge and Barking and Dagenham for the past 35 years. We're here whenever you need us, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To find out more, visit us at sfh.org.uk.
Right now, back in the studio with Michelle Spencer. We've got 10 more minutes together, Michelle.
It's flown by.
It has flown by. Another three. Well, it might have flown by for you, but anyway. Yeah, so listen, you've got another request, haven't you, Michelle?
We do. We have from Sandra, Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, well, I got Bad Idea, right?
Oh, is that what you have?
Yeah.
Well, still Olivia Rodrigo.
It's
anything by
one.
Olivia is good, I think.
Yeah, here we go.
But I'm out right now and I'm all wrapped up. And you're calling my phone, you're all alone. And I'm sensing some undertones. I'm right here with all my friends, but you're sending me your new address. And I know we're done, I know we're through. But God, when I look at you, my brain goes, oh, can't hear myself, I cannot hear myself. Blah, 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 blah.
idea, right? Seeing you tonight, it's a bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight, it's a bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight. Whatever, it's fine. Yes, I know that he's my ex, but can't two people reconnect? I only see him as a friend, the biggest lie I ever said. Oh, yes, I know that he's my ex, but can't two people reconnect? I only see him as a friend. His trip to Fallon 2 is bad. Now I'm getting in the car, wrecking all my plans. I know I should stop, but I can't. And I told my friends I was asleep, but I never said where.
Actually my favourite Olivia Rodrigo song. So I might have misheard when you asked for Vampire earlier, but that one came on. So listen, your last segment before we play the Guess the Intro and then hand you over to Darren and 98 Not Out.
Yes.
So come on then.
Last segment of 2023.
Yeah, for you. Go on. Not ever.
Sounds
just
like I'm getting fired. So we've been doing the top five of the year.
Yeah.
And coming in at number one was episode number 16.
Oh, go on, hang on. Oh, I've not got my drum roll now. I've changed the cartwheel over. Go on. That's a Darren's. Cameron.
Right. So episode 16 was why I call it midlife yoga and not menopause yoga. Because I know when Joe first contacted me, you were interested in why my midlife yoga classes, not that you've ever been, but you've got the little yoga now, little yoga pants.
Yeah.
So why I called it midlife yoga instead of menopause yoga. And we did an exercise called Love is Within Me. Because we talked about a lot of women have gone through menopause, so might not relate if I called it that, but yet all of us in a certain stage of our lives, our midlives, are all going through the same thing, not necessarily linked to hormones. Mm. We deal with parental loss or parental illness. We become the carers, and especially if we're looking after teenagers and parents, we're extra carers. Mm. Job, juggling everything, brain fog also. But brain fog also has a lot to do with everything we're juggling. So we did an exercise called Love is Within Me. And I know this is one of your favorite tasks. But we can do it with the mala bracelet as well. So the gentleman in the studio can join us. And now they can learn that yoga is...
He's eating a crunchy at the moment. So there are other brands.
So what we're going to do, Joe's going to use her mala beads. She's going to count each one. We're going to use our fingers. And each time we touch one of the fingers... we're going to use the thumb to touch the pointer finger, middle finger, ring finger, and pinky finger. And each time we touch one, we say one of these words. So we can start with love is within me. Love is within me. Yeah. Love is within me. There you go. And you can do that for about 5 minutes. So if you're having a stressful day, especially Twixmas during this time, still stressful. Darren and I apparently have not had a stressful Christmas, though. We've been loving life. So if you've had a stressful Christmas and you need a moment, just take your time out and go, love is within me. And just touching the fingers, take a moment, use the breath, calm down.
It is. Do you know what? Because I do that when I'm driving. Obviously, I don't lift my hands up, obviously.
You can just do
but
one hand.
I tap it on the wheel. Because I can get a little bit of road rage, to be fair. I am one of those people when I'm driving. I am a little bit, yeah. I get really green as well. I go really green. But it does actually really kind of help. Because I was really sceptical. And that's why I wanted Michelle to come into the studio originally back in May. Just to help dispel the myths, really. Yeah. And, you've changed my opinion. That's sure, and it does work. We can now hear the
crunchy
So it does make
professional
a difference. But I like it because it's for all of us to do it, for blokes as well as women, no matter what age we are as well. It's all about just taking that little bit of time out for yourself as well, really.
And I'm so glad you invited me in May. Like,
I thought you'd have still been here now.
I know.
Though. I don't mean that.
I like those Canadian geese. They came for a year and they just stay forever.
I know. You can't get rid of them now. But listen, that's the end of the show. I want to thank you at home for joining me and keeping us company again. We will see Michelle in the new year. My show's back tomorrow between 3 and 6 p.m. Remember, stick around for Darren's show. They are a good laugh as well, the boys. I do love them. Yeah, he's just really eating that crunchy really quickly now. And Michelle, thank you so much again, Michelle.
Thanks, Joel. And
Happy New Year. And I will see you next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
2024. But for now, here's Kings of Leon, You Somebody, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Looking down. on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.